Kof Vov Kislev, second day Hanukkah, 26th of December. Rabbi Yisroel Meir Greenberg, Hanukkah topic. Sorry.
Good morning. To discuss a subject that we've touched upon before, but everything has a different angle to it, and try and bring out a point in the Kudah in Hanukkah, something extremely interesting. I actually mentioned it in the Chasna Net Yisrael, when I spoke in Chasna Net Yisrael, but usually in Net Yisrael people don't listen to droshes, so it won't matter if I say it again now. Let's start with some idiosyncrasies of the halachas of Hanukkah, some areas of Hanukkah where we differ from any other area of halacha, mitzvah, which Chazal Masakin. Hanukkah is unique. The Gemara, we'll start with the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara tells us what brachas you make on the hadlokas ne Chanukah. Omer Abchi Ba'ashi Omer Ava Madlik Neshel Chanukah Sorek Levorich Rabbi Yemi Omer Hiroa Neshel Chanukah Sorek Levorich. If you're Madlik, you have to make a bracha. If you're Roy, you have to make a bracha. And the Gemara tells us, you say, Shosanism every time you see it, if you didn't manage to make the bracha Shosanism when you lit, etc. And then the Gemara asks a very strange question. The Gemara says, Vehechon Sivano, where were we commanded to have the mitzvah of Nechanukah so that we can make a bracha? Shek Vishonu b'mitzvah Yisabit Sivano. Where were we commanded? And the Gemara says, Amr, Rav Avi Omer, from the Pasuk Leisosur, Rav Nechemi Omer, from Shalav Yichav Yagetcho, Zekeinecho V'yem Rilach. So the Gemara goes through a list of brachas. Which brachas do you make? We make a bracha Vashek Vishonu b'mitzvah Yisabit Sivano l'hadlik. And then the Gemara asks a very strange question. Everybody talks about it. Vehechon Sivano. Where were we commanded to make this bracha? Meaning, the fact that Chazal said that you have to light Hanukkah is not enough of a reason to enable us to say a bracha. Vehechon Sivano. The Gemara says from Leisosu, and the Gemara says from the pasuk Shalav Yichav Yagetcha, which is a very difficult Gemara to understand. Why on earth don't we ask this question when it comes to Halakos Ner Shabbos? We don't find the Gemara asking Vehechon Sivano. We say Ashek Vishon. Why don't we make ask the question when it comes to Matilis Yadayim? We say Ashek Vishon Mitzvah Yisrael Matilis Yadayim, etc. There's many drabonons where we make a bracha. Only when it comes to Nechanukah we suddenly ask this question of Vehechon Sivano. Vehechon Sivano. And the answer is, and we're going to say the answer immediately, and then we'll bring some more rayas from Hilchas Chanukah, that Chanukah is different. There's the essential thing of difference between Chanukah and any other mitzvah drabonon. All the other mitzvahs drabonon, let's say Nech Shabbos. Shabbos exists in the Torah. The idea that you have to have Shana Bais and Shabbos exists. The idea that you have to have a Ner so that the house should be tranquil and calm on Shabbos and you can be misunderstood on Shabbos, that exists. Chazal didn't invent the idea of a Ner Shabbos. What they invented was a halacha that you have to like Shabbos. So if the Ner Shabbos exists, and Chazal said you have to have it, so then you can make a bracha. Asher Kishon b'Misrais v'Sivan al Ner Chanukah. That's not a contradiction on Ner Shabbos. Shabbos exists. There's such an idea of Ner Shabbos. Shabbos exists. There's the Musrig of a Ner Shabbos. Comes to Matilas Yadayim, Tara, for a person to purify himself, that exists. We know that exists. That exists in the Torah. The Torah tells us in numerous places a person has to purify himself. We also know, it's a pasuk from Echatz B'Nikayon Kapai, we learned it in Masechus Brachos recently, that washing your hands, it doesn't say Echatz Kapai, it says Echatz B'Nikayon Kapai, washing your hands is a me'en, says the Gemara, me'en of a tefillah. So we have the idea of washing hands being in place of a full-blown tefillah in a mikveh is already registered. Chazal didn't invent that. Chazal just said, we're obligating you to wash your hands for truma. We're obligating you to wash your hands for chulin. Whatever the reason may be, as the Gemara Chulin discusses at that length. The idea, the musagim of the mitzvah, the chetz of the mitzvah exists despite, without, before Chazal. Chazal just came along and said you have to. Then the Gemara doesn't ask a question. Asher kedishon b'mitzvah b'tzivonu b'heichon tzivonu. The concept exists. If the concept exists, nobody's worried about that. When it comes to Chanukah, here's something completely and utterly different. Chanukah does not exist in any form or shape in the Torah. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at all. Completely doesn't exist. What's Chanukah? There's no such thing as Chanukah. In Klapishmai in the Torah today, Chanukah is a normal day. It's a normal day, a normal working day. It should be a normal working day. A Ner Chanukah is a concept that doesn't seem to have any place in the Torah. Where's a Ner Chanukah? Chazal came along and invented something completely and utterly new. They invented something completely and utterly new. They invented a Musa Gechetzer concept of a Chanukah, which doesn't exist, didn't exist before that. To which the Gemara therefore asks, where is there a command in the Torah which enables us to invent something which doesn't exist? We know that Chazal can create drabonos, and those drabonos could even be considered a deraisa. That's already a given. We know that the Bahag quotes in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam mentions it at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs, the Bahag quotes in his Minyan HaMitzvahs the halachas of, as part of Taryag, right? As part of the Taryag Mitzvahs, he includes Netilas Yadayim. He includes drabonos. Unbelievable, how can he include a drabonon? And the Rambam, when he argues, doesn't argue and say, how can you include the Rabbanon? This is a Rabbanon, it's not a deraisa. And the answer is that if Chazal say that you're going to do the Tilis Yadayim, it can now become considered a deraisa. And if we say it's considered a deraisa, listen to this, this is much more, the Chiddush is unbelievable. They have now said that the Tilis Yadayim becomes a deraisa. Not the fact that I have to listen to Chazal becomes a deraisa, but the Tilis Yadayim is a deraisa, they can now be mentioned and counted, included in my Taryag Mitzvahs. Unbelievable Chiddush. And no one has a problem with that. Rambam has a different problem. He doesn't want to include them in Taryag Mitzvahs. The other Rishonim have different problems. They don't include it for other reasons. But the concept that Chazal can invent a mitzvah drabonon, it should become a mitzvah deraisa, nobody has a problem with that. But when it comes to Chanukah, that's different. Chanukah is different, because all those concepts are real concepts. They're concepts which we find in the Torah. Chazal instructed us to fulfill that concept at given times. Then we can include those in the Torah, in Taryag Mitzvahs. But Chanukah doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at all. Along came Chazal, invented a new concept which had no source anywhere else in the Torah. You may Chanukah? Adlock is not Chanukah? Says the Gemara Hechitimon. Comes along more with the Teretz, Leisasu, or Shalom Bichu Yagetcho, that the power of Chazal is so, so powerful. It's so amazingly strong that they have the ability to invent something which never existed and now becomes a chelik of Seder HaMitzvahs, and I can say that Shechel Shalom Bichu. We find this concept that Chanukah is different in a number of places. Let's find you somewhere else. We know that there's a machlekes Rishonim. Are you allowed to make a bracha on a minute? Can you make a bracha on a minute? A bracha on a minhag. Right? The Gemara says Masechta Sukkah that on Arava, on the minhag Arava, we don't make a bracha on minhag Arava. On the Arava, on Hishan Arava, we don't make a bracha. Why not? Because only minhag Nevim, on minhag Nevim, we don't make a bracha. Taisa discusses at length, again, we learned this recently in Masechta Brachas, we learned in Masechta Sukkah. Taisa discusses at length, do you make a bracha on a minhag, do you not make a bracha on a minhag? And Taisa brings rayas that we do make a bracha on a minhag. Taisa brings a raya that we make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, and many rayas. Halal on Rosh Chodesh, halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. So how can we make a bracha? So Taisa in the end comes to the conclusion that we do make a bracha on a minhag. A rob is different, but on a minhag, you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha on a minhag. The Rambam, Rashi Pashtas, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says you can't make a bracha on a minhag. In fact, the Rambam actually holds that a minhag nevim is included in lo sasso, but the Rambam holds you can't make a bracha on a minhag. Chazal did not institute brachas on the minhag. There's no brachas on the minhag. Now, in Hilchas Chanukah, we have a minhag. That we light menorah in the basic Knesses. We light the menorah in the basic Knesses. We light the menorah in the basic Knesses. Right? It's a minhag brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Mechaber Paskins, in Tofrei Zayin Aleph, you light a menorah in basic Knesses. Siv Zayin, you said before, you might leak in basic Knesses, and Mevorchim Alav, you make a bracha on it. And yet the Mechaber himself, Paskins like the Rambam, when it comes to Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. Because the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, on the minhagim, you don't make a bracha. But yet when it comes to minhag Chanukah, that's different. Minhag Chanukah is a minhag that is possible to make a bracha on it. It's possible to make a bracha on it. Again, we see this concept that the mitzvah of Chanukah just seems to push everything one stage further. We have a mitzvah of Chanukah which Chazal invented, which we don't find anywhere else, an invention like Chanukah. But that invention goes one stage further. Not only can you invent a mitzvah, and we can say this, and it's included in Lo'sasso, and there's brachas, etc., as the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, but it goes one stage further. Even the minhagim of Chanukah, which the Rivash says is only a minute. It's only a minute. The Makor of lighting the Beis Knesset is the Rivash. It's only a minute. He says clearly it's only a minute. But even the Minhagim are included in the mitzvah to the extent I can make a profit. I can make a profit. And no one argues with that. Machaber, the remark, then there's no argument. Even though in all other Minhagim we have a Machlekes. Clearly, when Chazal instituted the halachas of Chanukah, they must have said that any minute which you can add to mitzvahs Chanukah, and any minute which is going to be mefas in the mace in a greater manner, Make a bracha. Unbelievable chiddush. Chanukah is different from everywhere else. That the mitzvah of Chanukah spreads to points, spreads to areas that where everywhere else in the Torah we don't find that level of spread of mitzvah. A minute. We say mitzvah Chanukah. We say haneris alo kodeshim. There's an interesting machlokes to shonim. When do you say haneris alo? Some people, we say it after we make the bracha, after we've lit. But some people say it before they've lit. There are shittas we've shown him who said before you say the second bracha, you say the bracha, l'hadling neshal Chanukah. And he said, Haneir Zalalu. And only afterwards you say, Sh'asa Nisim. Meaning that Haneir Zalalu is a chelet of the Seder HaBrachas of Chanukah. What's so important about Haneir Zalalu? Why is Haneir Zalalu so important? Because in Haneir Zalalu we say, Haneir Zalalu Kodeshim. Ein lanu reshus l'ishtamash behen. Chazal took a nechoil, which is, there's nothing to it, it's just a nechoil, there's nothing to it. Not only did they give it a status of a mitzvah, they even gave it a status of kedusha. They elevated it to a point of kedusha, and that becomes a chelik of the maisa mitzvah. Haneir shalom kodeshim. And I can say haneir shalom before I even finish my prophets. Why? Because that is now a chelik of the maisa mitzvah. That these neirs become ner chanukah, they become a ner kodesh, and it's also l'shtamashem. A complete new invention which never ever existed, didn't exist. This type of garbonon hadn't been found in Klal Yisrael up until the point of Chanukah. Up until the point of Chanukah, we never had such an idea, such a concept of Chazal inventing something from nothing. Almost a Yesh Me'ayin. Something from nothing, but not only inventing a Yesh Me'ayin, turning it into an entity which is an extreme. And there's a lot of Kedushin. It's Machlekes in Halacha, where you're allowed to get married, Miner Lener. Because the Ner is Kaddish, I can't even take from one Ner to the other, according to the Ramah. I can't be Malik from Ner to Ner. It's so Kaddish, I can't even light the second light from the first light. Kaddishin, a new concept in Darabonos, which hadn't existed. What drove Chazal to this level, to this point? What drove Chazal to the nth degree of Takonos Chazal, that they have to invent a Yeshmi Ayin, a Darabon from nothing? And not just invent it. Okay, tell us to light a candle, show him. Don't make a bracha. We'll be mafasin on this. We'll all buy our silver candelabras. We'll put them outside. We'll light. No, it's not good enough. I have to invent a mitzvah, make a mitzvah drabonon out of it, turn it into chetzah shemitzvah. I can say Hashem Kishon to Mitzvah Shemitzvah. Extend that to the point that if there's any other type of pesum in Issa, even if it's only because of a minute, say Chazal, I want there to be a bracha on that type of pesum in Issa as well, even though it's only a minute, we're going to turn that into a Dover Kaddish. The Neirs of the basic Knesset, also a Dover Kaddish. We say a Neirs alone in the basic Knesset as well, it's only a minute. Doesn't matter. It's also going to become a Neir Kaddish. Chazal took a Dover Choyl and turned into an entity of Kedusha, an entity of a mitzvah, an entity of Kedusha, something that doesn't exist anywhere else in Kol HaTorah. What's so unique about Chanukah? Why is Chanukah this new concept of a Dover Choyl becoming a Dover Kodesh when we don't have such a concept anywhere else? So I want to share with you a Rekeach, a very interesting Rekeach. We'll move away from the Lombus, I know that it doesn't like too much Lombus. The Rekeach does us something very, very, very fascinating, absolutely fascinating. The Rekeach, when he's explaining Al HaNisim, we normally have the concept of Chanukah as the number 8. That's 8 days, and we all talk about the number 8. The Rekeach says Chanukah's got nothing to do with it. There's 8 days to Chanukah, of course. There's some element of 8 in Chanukah. But it says the Rekeach, number 5 is the number of Chanukah. The letter Hey, 5. And he goes through a whole list of 5s. I'm going to read them out to you. Unbelievable. First he says is, if you have a look at the Gezeres Chazal Mesakim. The Gezeres Chazal Mesakim, the Yevonim were Mesakim against Klal Yisrael. So there were 2 sets of 5 Gezeres. There was 5 Gezeres which they instituted against Klal Yisrael where there was a Chiv Koros. And he tells us, he enumerates all the different Gezeres. You won't find them in the Gemara anywhere. These are a liquid from Midrashim and other areas. We give some Tiochus and different places that the Rekeach put together. And he came to the conclusion that there was 5 Gezeres with Chiv Koros attached to them, and 5 Gezeres where there's no Chiv Koros attached to them. And he says like this, what were the 5 Gezeres of a Chiv Koros? Of course, Ogel Avodah Zarah. He tried to force them to serve Avodah Zarah, there's a Chiv Koros. Then, they force, and this comes from Yotze Midrashim, and that's why I brought the Yotze for Shabbos Hanukkah. Most people here who don't belong to the shul don't know what this is. This is a book of Yotze. Explanations that you don't know what they mean. But on Shabbos Hanukkah, the Python tells us an unbelievable thing, and the Rekeach tells us this Chiddush is one. It comes from Yotze HaMidrashim, and in the middle of Shabbos Hanukkah, the first Shabbos Hanukkah, it's in the middle of the Yotze, it says, Toya Tzvilos Nikva Mehem Hechdil. The Yavonim made a gezeira that they weren't allowed to have any mikvos. They banned mikvos. Tashu kadoshim in Hashem lahavdil, tachon sakarton neis lahagdil. So the Medrash tells us that they wanted to force people to be boil neshesem nidus, to remove the kadoshis habayis, so there should be an issachoris of bilis nidah. So what did they do? They banned mikvos. So the Medrash tells us what happened. So what happened with the banned mikvos? So everybody kept away from the wives. Nobody's going to be over in Issachoris, so they kept away. Those who hadn't become misgavnim, those who still kept strong, the halachas of the Torah, so they kept away from the wives. So in order to get around that, they realized that, so we're not actually destroying the Kedushas Abayis, so they came on to the next Gezeira, and the Gezeira was Bolu Lahag Mitkhila. It was in the second Ksubas that they made a takona, that every kalu, every girl who gets married, every psul who gets married, has to first have a relationship with Hagmoin, the local commander, has to first have a relationship with the local Hagmoin, whoever he was. That way they can destroy the marriage before the marriage starts. They can destroy the Kedushas Abayis. So Akashmocha realized what's happening, so Akashmocha made the nest, and the Medrash says that every home suddenly sprouted a mikvah. There was a mikveh suddenly sprouted in every single home, so the women could go to mikveh, and there should be no problem of bilas nidus. And that way they got around both gezeiros at the same time. Unbelievable chiddush. So we have two gezeiros so far, Avodah Zara and bilas nidus. Then they tried to destroy Bismillah, which we know that's in Chilul Antiochus and elsewhere. They tried to destroy Bismillah. Chilul Shabbos, we know that they tried to destroy Shabbos, they stopped us from keeping Shabbos. And also Libel Bulis Bisulein Lemelech, which is a Gemara in Masechet Subas, that they tried to force the Kalis to have a relationship with a Goy. And the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Midivri Kabbalah, that even though it's only Xeris Nashkaz, but Midivri Kabbalah, a Akum, a Bo of Asi Sol, is a Chiv Koris. So those are five gezeiros, there are five gezeiros of the Yevonim against Klal Yisrael, where there's a chiyuv of koras attached. Then he says there's another five, which has no koras. Gozer lechel chazir. Now, to find the makir of this rekeach is very difficult. Where's the source that they made the gezeirah that you have to eat chazir? We know that they brought a chazir into the Beis HaMikdash to bring out the carbon. And we know that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, is called Nachila Sam Mizbeach. So gozer lechel chazir, not sure exactly, but the rekeach says there was a gezeirah, they instituted, you have to eat chazir. He says that they banned them from lighting the menorah, which we know from the fact that they tried to be metama, to turn unclean all the shemas, so there shouldn't be an availability of oil, so we won't have the ability to light the menorah. They made a gezeirah shel yaseh sukkos in mafurshim medrash. Medrash says that ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmeina, that Yevonim wanted to remove that chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmeina. They took away the seven of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they also made a takana against Sukkos, which is 8 days. No more Yom Tov of Sukkos. And Shalai Yichtav Ksuba. They banned you writing the Ksuba. We know Chazal tell us that Isha without the Ksuba is Asur Labayla Kenida. So it was another way of getting into the Kedushas Habayis and destroying Kedushas Habayis. And they made a Takonah Shalai Yilmud Utoya. Five Takonahs of Chorus, but five Takonahs of not Chorus. Now I said, listen to this, says the Rekeach, an unbelievable thing. Let's go through Amanism. Let's go through Amanism. You see that Amanism is made up of numerous sets of five. Vala Nisim, Vala Purkon, Vala Gvuris, Vala Chois, Vala Milchomis. Five. Clearly, there was five levels of Gezeirah there. Vala Nisim, Vala Purkon, Vala Gvuris, Vala Chois, Vala Milchomis. It needed, therefore, five sets of stages of Yeshua, Nisim, Purkon, Chois, etc. Milchomis, five, to be able to counteract the five Gezeirahs of the Yevonim. We haven't finished our Beisah, we haven't even started. Let me carry on. Amada Tolahem. We said, Amad Tolehem, Be'isa Rasul, Mirafa, Shivan, Dantas, Dim, Lakansan, Kmosan. So the first stage is Amad Tolehem. Kishwacha was Amad Tolehem. He stood by. He came and stood by Klal Yisrael. That's the first stage. Rafta Esrivon. Right? He was Rafta Esrivon. Dantas Dinam, Nakantas Nikmosan, and then finally Mosarto. Mosarto, Gibayim, Betkosh, Mosarto. Again, five stages where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood by Klal Yisrael and went through different stages of saving Klal Yisrael. Five. Then, Giborim biyad chaloshim, Rabim biyad meatim, Tmeim biyad tahirim, Rishoyim biyad tzadikim, and Zaydim biyad eskizorizeva. So in the verbs we have, Omad tolehem, Raptos ribom, Dantos dinom, Makantos ismosim masako, in the five verbs. And then, what did they save? Who did they? Who did I just want to save? He saved them by We haven't finished. After they had the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, then what happened? They came to the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, So they cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash. They purified the Beis HaMikdash. Says the whole of Chanukah is five, and it goes much more than that. Chanukah starts on Yom Chafei. Chafei 25 is what? 5 times 5. The Nesach adds, it says the word Chanukah has how many words, how many letters in it? 5. The word Hodah, which is the Omeg, the Yisoid of Chanukah, is Lahalal Hodah, Lahalal Lahodah. Hodah has 5 letters in it. Hodah, 5 letters. Hey, Vav, Dalad, Aleph, Hey. Hodah, 5 letters. Everything up. Matzishah, the Hami Sam. Everything about Chanukah is fine. I gave them a challenge. I said, just go find me as many fives as you can. Go to the Holocaust and go find 5 after 5 after 5. Chanukah is based around the number 5. What's so unique about number 5? What's the number 5? What's that got to do with Chanukah? Chanukah 8! Yes, Chanukah 8, we understand. What's Chanukah 5? What's Hay? What's Hay got to do with Rashi? Here lies the Yisrael Godel. And we're going to tell you a chiddush from the Zohar, which is relevant to this hey as well in a moment. Unbelievable. Here lies the Yisrael Godel. The Maral says the letter hey is made up. We spoke about the Shabbos a few weeks ago. The letter hey is made up of a Dalit and a Yud. Dalit and a Yud. Zohar states the Dalit and the Vav. There's 3 boxes. We're going to come back to that in a moment. And Maral says a letter hay is made up of a dalet and a yud. The dalet is a dalet kamfes oritz, the oilem hazeh, and the yud is the koich haruchni, which is the son of the hay is the oilem hazeh, which is connected. Oilem hazeh connected to oilem hazeh. What did the Yevonim want to do? What was the oimek of the gezeiros of the Yevonim? Let's go through all the gezeiros and you'll see. They didn't make gezeiros in every aspect of Yiddishkeit. They didn't destroy every angle of Avedis Hashem. There were certain specifics which they put into place because they knew that if they can destroy those areas of Avedis Hashem, then they've destroyed everything. What did they want to do? They wanted to prevent the connection of spirituality and physicality. They wanted to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu connecting to Klal Yisrael. They wanted to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu connecting to Oilem Hazeh. Our avoid in this world is to turn Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba, to turn it into a piece of Ruchnius. We live our life so that our life should be an Olam Ruchni. They came along and said, no, we want to detach that. Ovid Avay Dezor, serve Avay Dezor. What do you do when you serve Avay Dezor? The Rambam tells us in Madhav, we haven't got time. The Rambam tells us in Madhav, Avay Dezor, well, how does Avay Dezor start? Avay Dezor started, we made Enoish. They didn't say there was no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, serve this star, serve that idol, until eventually they forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Oymek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Oymek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there. He's up there. And we have to serve something a bit more in touch with us. You know, we're out of touch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of touch. Chassid Shalom. We have to serve, we have to be over something. Detach the Ribbono Shel Olam from where we are. Detach the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not say there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. Eventually they came to the stage where they said there's no Ribbono Shel Olam either. But that's not the Oymek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oymek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ribbono Shel Olam, you're up there, and we're down there. We live our life down here. Of course, we have to have God, so we serve a piece of wood, and we serve a kichavim, we serve the chamor, whatever it is, a piece of stone. Makes no difference. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is Nishdo. He's not connected to us. You go through, after Avodah Zarah, what was it? Liver Nishtein Nidos. What the Kedushas Habai is that the chibur between an Isha Isha is a chibur of Shechinah Shereminim. Yud and the K, the ability to connect the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba.
The Ish and the Ish, or the Ish is the Koich HaRuchni and the Ish is Olam Hazeh. The Chibur, if they can break that Chibur, they should become just a physical union rather than a spiritual union. They've destroyed the connection of the spirituality and the physicality. Remove it from this world. Abada, live in this world. Serve the Benishtim, do what you like. But don't allow the Benishtim into our lives. Don't bring him down to this world. Don't turn it into Olam HaRuchni. Lahafer Brismila, of course we know that the whole tachlis of Brismila is on day 8 is to mechaber, the physical goof with the Rangeland. The Kadmainim tells us that the person doesn't have Brismila, he can't enter here. The person doesn't have Brismila, he can't serve the Rangeland in the true manner because he's not mechaber, he doesn't have that keshet to the Rangeland. And L'chal Shabbos, the Yisod of Shabbos is Men Olam Haba. The Bracha of Shabbos comes through the week. The everything that we succeed, everything that we can achieve during the week has to come via Shabbos. The Shabbos is the Men Olam Haba. Shabbos is the conduit between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Destroy Shabbos. We don't want Shabbos. We don't need Shabbos. Who needs Shabbos? If you're going to live a life of spirituality, then you need that conduit. You need that connection. You need that point which enables you to become one with the spiritual world, one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Yevonim, we don't want that. Let's destroy Shabbos. Again, to boil Hagmat Chilo is to destroy the Kedushas Habayis in any manner or form. If we can do that, we've destroyed the connection. You go through the ones without Koresh, the Lechel Chazir, the Achila, particularly Achim Samus Beach, is definitely the point where we bring kabbalas, where we makiv ourselves to the Rosh Hashanah. They want to destroy that.
But even eating food, there's only one area where, two areas where you do a physical act, which enables the spiritual to remain connected to Olam Hazeh, and that's eating. When you eat food, what are you doing?
You eat a piece of bread, and suddenly your neshama stays in the goof. How can that be? I'll do a physical act, and my neshama stays connected. The Torah says when I do a physical act of eating is loyal alechem levad yichya adam, ki akol moitzah pi Hashem yichya adam. I'm connecting that moitzah pi Hashem to who I am, and enables my neshama to remain in the goof. It's an act of connecting physicality and spirituality. Eating lahadlik menoyah. Lahadlik menoyah. Let's talk about the menoyah, because that's the key here. Lahadlik menoyah. The Zohar tells us an unbelievable thing about the menoyah. And this is mefarashes in many sforim. The Zohar tells us that the menoyah is made up of six branches. Says the Zohar, the menoyah is really the twice hay. A hay is made up of three letters vav. The first hay is the hay of Olam Haba. The second hay is the hay of Olam Hazeh. The first hay is the point that the world was created with a hay. Olam Hazeh was created with a hay. That's the point just before the world was created. The point where we connect to the Olam Haruchni, that's three vavs. The second hay is Olam Hazeh, that's also three vavs. Three vavs is the gematria, the numerical value of 18. Twice 18 is? How many lights do the light of Hanukkah?
36.
Says the Zohar, the menorah represents that chibur between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The twice hay, the 36 neiris, that is the chibur between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba.
All these seven midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the seven midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam manifest themselves in the menorah.
The chesed, the gevurah, l'cho Hashem ha'gedulo, v'agevurah, v'atiferes, v'aneitzach, v'ahoy, ki choyu b'ashamayim mevaris, l'cho Hashem ha'gedulo, that is the seven ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in this world through seven different middas called gedulo, gevurah, tiferes, etc.
They are represented in the menorah. That's the six branches of the menorah and the seventh branch in the middle.
Which is kodel all the branches. That's l'cho Hashem ha'mamlocha. The manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is through the menorah. Therefore, Kinei mitzvah, the Torah.
That's the whole of Olam Hazeh. The whole of the spiritual Olam Hazeh is Nei mitzvah, the Torah. So therefore, they knew the menorah is symbolic. It's more than symbolic.
The menorah is one of the reasons why there's spirituality in this world. So HaKadosh says to Yevonim, laws up, get rid of the menorah. And we're running out of time, so I just want to run through them. Shlo Yitlei Kesubah, of course. Sukkah is very obvious. We know Sukkah is 8 days. What's a Sukkah? But Tzilat Ramanusa.
We get rid of all the Omer Sa'idah. We give them the Kabbonis for 7 days. And 8 days, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us.
They didn't wait when the battle jumped to the Sukkah. There's no connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Live in this world. Don't live in the world of spirituality. And finally,
Shlo Yilmud Torah. Of course, Torah is the Dibra of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're learning Torah, you're connecting to the Dibra of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no greater connection to Ruchnius than Limud Torah.
So Yvonne came along and they wanted to destroy everything that was physically connected to Olam Hazeh, to Olam Haba. Everything that's spiritually in Olam Hazeh, they wanted to destroy.
Came along HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a number five, and he said, don't worry, Alanissim, Alapokum, Alavoris, I'm going to save you, I'm going to reconnect that connection. The Mesirus Nefesh, when the Chashmonaim with their Mesirus Nefesh came along and they reconnected to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to help you.
A small little opening, Hashmonai will waste an effort that rekindled that connection, that enabled that connection to become alive again. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to save you. And then we have all the fives running through. All the fives running through the
Alanis. Let's come back now to the Sherish of what we started with. Came along Chazal, and they wanted to be able to be mefarsim in the Ness. What was the Ness? What was this amazing Ness that took place in Chanukah?
The amazing Ness that took place in Chanukah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled Klal Yisrael to turn a disconnected world back and turn it into a connected world. To take a world of physicality and turn it into a world of spirituality.
Take Olam Hazeh and make Olam Hazeh the peace of Olam Haba. It's not Ruchnius, it's not Gashmius anymore. Said Chazal, how are we going to do that? You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring along a Dovah Choyl. We're going to bring along the Dovah Kodesh. It's got no Bekari.
It's got no Sheirish. It's got nothing. I'm going to turn it into Dovah Kodesh. We're going to turn this Nech Chol into a Nech Chanukah. It became a Nech Chanukah. Hey, Chan Sivanu, how can they do that? Lai Sasso, Shalom Bichu, Yagetcho. Of course they can do that.
They can take a Dovah Chol and turn it into a Dovah Kodesh. They can take something which is not spiritual and turn it into Ruchnius. They can take something which is a piece of light and turn it into a Nech Shubay Samigdosh.
That's what they did. And not only that, they even spread it and said, even a minhag, which normally is not something which you make a bracha on Chanukah, is Kodesh. Because that's the Oymek of Chanukah is that the Chazal have the ability to take a Dovah Choyl and turn it into Dovah Kodesh, turn it into Dovah Ruchnik. And that's our Avodah.
The Ikka Avodah is to connect to that fire, to be able to allow that hay to exist in our world, to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to exist in the Dalet and the Yud, that they should fuse together as one. We should be able to reconnect. And how can we reconnect? If you go through the Seder Advarim, we haven't got time now. If you go through all the five, you see that the last of the five, the highest level, or the lowest destruction, or the highest level of saving which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is always around Torah. Alam Chomis is the last one. Yeah? Torah is the last one. Torah, Avodas HaTorah, because Torah is the ultimate connection between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Torah is the, our ability to be able to connect to Dibur Elokim. If we have the days of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah which is a day where we have to be able to turn Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, then the Olam, how we do that is through Avodas HaTorah. So to come together on a bank holiday when the Olam really should be staying in bed and resting a bit. Other Rabbi, you come to hear Torah, that's the kiyum of Yemei Chanukah, that's the kiyum of Ba'iske Sar Yosecha. Ba'iske Sar Yosecha, then we have the ability to transform Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba, and the Rebbe Shmuel Sefer Yishmael. And once we began the process of transforming Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba, and he'll finish off the process, we'll be zeichet to see the Gula Shneimah, Bekorav Mamish, Amin, Amin.